Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What up, you? Hey, we're already halfway done with the show.
I know.
Just flying by. More Americans are skipping Halloween in 2025 than in recent years past.
What do you mean skipping Halloween?
This Halloween, the scariest thing in America might be sticker shock. Rising prices are spooking would-be revelers into cutting corners or skipping the holiday altogether. Nearly one in five Americans say they will not celebrate Halloween this year at all.
But what does that mean? You're not going to go out and do a big costume party, which isn't my thing. Or does it mean we're not going to put a bowl of candy out?
It's the latter, not the former.
Okay.
Not putting candy out because the candy is now apparently too expensive.
Fewer and fewer kids are doing the trick-or-treating these days.
Did I read an email that we're having a costume party here at the office in a couple of weeks?
Yes, we are.
We're doing a Halloween potluck, a costume contest, and office trick-or-treating.
I can't wait.
Now, we did this last year, I believe.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Now, Sam is on the entertainment committee.
Engagement task force.
So fun.
And I'm the leader of it.
So you have no choice but to get a costume.
That is correct.
You would have to wear a costume.
I will be in costume, yes.
Are you going to be office trick-or-treating? Are you going to go cubicle to cubicle asking for candy?
It'll be in the manager's offices, and I may or may not have a bowl of candy on my desk. We'll find out on October 31st.
Let him have some fun, Scott.
He has gone full-blown office nerd. What are you getting dressed up as this year, Sam?
Pardon me for trying to climb the ranks.
Sam, I want to be surprised. I don't want to know what it's going to be.
Something on your nose there.
I have no idea. Mm-hmm.
It's called poop.
What I'm going to be. Last year, I decided day of to be, and now Napoleon Dynamite.
Vote for Pedro.
Yeah. Tina.
That's why I have the Eat Your Food Tina sign on the side of my desk.
Got to step it up this year, though.
Dan, I think I'm actually going to wear a real costume because last year I just wore like regular clothes and put vote for Pedro on the front of my shirt because it just happens that I had a shirt that looked like that.
I'm going to put some effort into it this year. I'm going to come dressed up. I like this is fun. It's something different to do at work. I'm going to do it.
And there's a prize, Scott.
Sam, with respect and listen.
Here comes cynical old man.
No.
Scott mentions something Sam is doing in the building. Scott then poo-poos the thing that Sam is doing in the building. It's becoming a regular topic here on the program.
No.
We see you
Friday.
Coming.
I have not. What was that last thing you just said?
Fitness Friday.
Well.
The Odyssey Kansas City community building track that you haven't done yet.
I love it.
Yoga. Dana, how many times have you done the track?
Well, it doesn't mean I don't love it.
How often have you shown up for Fitness Friday?
Well, one day I had a doctor appointment, and then the next Friday, because it's once a month, I was sick. I didn't want to get the whole building sick, just you and Sam.
Even though you did.
Right.
Yeah. I've been up for three nights in a row coughing my brains out.
Do you know, I went back to the doctor today. I actually went into the actual doctor.
Sam wanted to know, what about the third one?
Yeah, Monticelli too. She thinks I had mono.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. because, God, I was so tired.
And how would one have caught mono?
She said it was going around. I don't know.
In Lawrence?
And she said today, she said we could do a blood test, but there's nothing we can do.
The only people that get mono are college kids.
Well, I did go to family weekend.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be a good mother.
I went to family
celebrate
weekend.
With my child.
I went to family weekend at Warrensburg.
And then you did a pub crawl, from what I understand.
Oh, wasn't a pub crawl.
She went to pubs and then ended up crawling.
Nice.
Is that why they call it a pub crawl?
No. No, it's not.
So you're not going to participate in the Halloween festivities,
Scott? I don't think I've gotten dressed up in a costume since I was probably 12 years old.
Wow.
So, no. I mean, I'll go down to the boss's office and maybe get a Reese's peanut butter cup.
You didn't
candy, but you won't participate.
What, Sam?
You didn't even do it for your daughters?
Get dressed up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
They did. I mean, they got dressed up, and I would walk them door to door.
All right, kids, go get your candy. Dad's in his basketball shorts and his hoodie. Hurry up.
Well, everything was accurate except the yelling at the kids. Of course, I didn't yell at the children.
I will tell you this. We have a great costume this year. I'm not going to say what it is, but we're going to be out of town that weekend. And I don't think there's going to be, unless someone has a Halloween party like the week prior, there's no way to wear it. So we might have to.
Can you wear it to the office on that Friday?
I could, but it's a couple's costume. It would not make a ton of sense just with me.
Well, you and Scott could do it.
No.
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
Let's do that.
It's a terrible idea.
No, it's a
terrible
great.
Idea. That is a terrible idea.
No.
And then we could tell everybody that you're a couple and see how that goes.
Yeah, let's not do that either.
Dan, will you be adorning a costume for the office costume party?
I'm starting to think about it, see what I might pull out of my Halloween costume box.
And don't you have the old box with all the crap in it? Like, you know, random wigs, a witch's hat.
Yes.
You know, everybody
I've
has
got
that
all kinds of
box
stuff.
From when the kids were little.
I've got a box of stuff that's mine.
You guys live in a totally different universe than I do. And that's fine.
Yeah, it's called Planet Earth. I'm not sure where you are.
It's called fun.
Speaking of crazy, we have an update on a case that we covered pretty closely at the time because we thought we knew what was going on, and it turns out we were right. I feel so bad for this guy.
I'm not gonna be ignored.
Yeah, I remember that. A woman has pleaded guilty to setting a former coworker's home on fire in Westwood. And you remember when this happened, we were like,
Westwood Hills.
All right, what do we think this is about? This is a little Fatal Attraction, right? And
yes.
It appears that's exactly what this was.
Layden Richardson admitted to arson during a Johnson County court hearing earlier this week. Westwood, Kansas police responded to a 911 call after a house near West 50th and State Line Road caught on fire on May 9th. That's technically Westwood Hills. Nothing against Westwood, but Westwood Hills is a more quaint,
it's a beautiful area with surveillance cameras.
When first responders arrived, they said they found the homeowner was not there. However, they were able to review security footage and provide it to investigators. The video showed a white female with a glass bottle step out of a black sedan in the homeowner's driveway. The footage then revealed that the woman poured the liquid contents of the bottle around the windows, a pile of bricks, and a trash can. She lit a piece of paper on fire to ignite the liquid accelerant.
Yeah, the home became engulfed in flames, Scott.
Do we have a motive?
Well, let me tell you, Dan. Through surveillance footage, the homeowner identified the woman as Richardson, one of his former coworkers, who police said had been awaiting trial on 4 prior incidents and charges of property damage and stalking.
Oh, so this person can't take a hint.
Sam, 4 prior, she was awaiting trial on 4 prior property damage and stalking charges before she's alleged to have set his house on fire.
Now, was she mad that she had been fired, or was there a relationship?
I don't know that she was fired. She's probably been fired now. It says former coworker. I will not be ignored. This is straight out of Fatal Attraction. And what do you do? I mean, it's not like Westwood Hills has 10,000 residents. It's like 1,000 tops.
But where's the motive?
Scott.
Dana.
Do we need to read between the lines here?
Well,
she had 4 prior stalking charges against her involving this man, including property damage charges involving this man.
Somebody misunderstood the don't take no for an answer part of the sales training.
They worked together, fill in the blanks. I think this is a woman that became fixated with this poor guy, and she was not going to stop until there was a rabbit in boiling water on his stove.
Okay, all right. Enough with the movie reference. We get
4 times before she set his house on fire.
And she's going to pay the price to society.
I'm telling you, if I was that guy, I would change my name and I would move to like Lee's Summit or something.
Was she also a Westwood Hills resident?
I doubt it.
Oh, I was going to say, because that $1,000 is about to be $999 when she's a ward of the state.
No, I doubt it. God bless him. I don't know what you do there, but that is the stuff that nightmares are made out of.
If she has the opportunity, she's probably going to dress up for Halloween.
As what?
I don't know.
The chick from Fatal Attraction?
You would move. Dan, be honest. If you had some crazy person at work, like let's just say, I don't even know that they had a relationship.
If you had a crazy person.
Let's just say.
This is radio after
that,
all.
That, you know, you guys were colleagues and, you know, there was a little harmless flirtation going back and forth, but no one ever dated, no one ever crossed the line. And then you start getting this woman showing up at your door. Mm-hmm. Like, as a man, I don't think there's anything scarier than unstable woman with a Molotov cocktail in your driveway, Glenn Close, if you know what I mean.
And a rabbit in her left hand. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
We're here from the USA Today. Zoo-goers at the San Diego Zoo witnessed the startling moment that a gorilla ran up against a glass viewing platform and broke it.
Oh!
It was captured on video by eyewitness Emily Holgan on Saturday. The 10-year-old gorilla named Denny charged at the glass, cracking it. Onlookers gasped when they realized what he had done. By then, Denny had gone to the other side of the enclosure. According to Emily, who recorded the video, those standing in front of the cracked glass left the area very quickly. The San Diego Zoo said in a statement to USA Today that Denny was not hurt, breaking through the three-layered tempered glass panel.
They are strong animals.
It is common for male gorillas, especially in adolescence, this is according to the zoo in a statement, to express these types of behaviors. Bursts of energy, charging, dragging items, running sideways are all natural for a young male. Okay. Yeah, Denny is 10 years old. He was born on December 26th of 2014. Okay. Wow. Strong little guy. Okay. You couldn't pay me to get anywhere near a gorilla. What's her face who died just a couple weeks ago?
Oh, sweet Jane Goodall.
Yeah. I mean, did she just work with monkeys or did she work with...
chimpanzees, like, and I think some gorillas, but I think mainly chimpanzees.
I was watching a video. I don't think
she's brilliant.
I don't think it was AI, but they were in Africa, and these people were on a tour, and the gorillas, the silverback gorillas, are coming out of the woods,
yep,
approaching them, and the tour guide goes, sit down and bow your head.
Yep, don't make eye contact.
Just sit down and bow your head. It's a sign of submission to a silverback gorilla. I don't know if any of that's true or not.
They always tell you with these animals, when right before you die, you're not supposed to run. 99.9% of people, after soiling their pants, are going to run. Like, well, it's not in our nature to
fight a gorilla.
To bow your head. I know that's what you're supposed to do, Sam. I know that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, I always go back to when we went through all of the bullet points of advice when you encounter a shark in open water.
Right.
Swim away slowly. Do not flail.
It was laterally sideways,
yeah. Right?
Maintain eye contact.
Because if you swim sideways, mm-hmm, the shark can't find you. They're not agile enough in water to get you if you're going sideways.
But I've been to the San Diego Zoo a couple of times. It is a fantastic zoo. I never can understand why people feel the need to bang on the glass and try to get them riled up. They think it's funny, considering the fact that there is a 1,000-pound beast on the other side of those three panes of glass.
Yep.
Who would probably like nothing more than just to see how far he can separate your arms from your body. You know?
It's playtime.
Well, and you're the toy.
Although they've also showed very protective, maternalistic behavior. Do you remember the case where the little boy either jumped or fell over the railing? Okay. Mm-hmm. And probably 2 years old, I want to say.
Is this where the gorilla lifted the baby up? The
gorilla went over and cradled that baby. And everybody's freaking out. I'm like, look, I do think they are smart enough to understand that's a baby.
Hmm.
And then I think they brought hoses out to get him to drop the child. And then the child was seriously injured from the fall, but not injured by the gorilla.
Now, did they say whether or not somebody was messing with the glass in this story?
It doesn't say. If
no. Everybody does. Don't. Everybody does.
I don't.
And they even tell you, do not tap on the glass.
Leave them alone.
Something tells me this was not unprovoked. But if I were trapped and I was supposed to be, you know, flinging from trees in a wide open forest, and I were trapped in a confined space my entire life, maybe I would snap.
Well, but if you know, I hear what you're saying. When we were in Greenville, we went to the zoo in Greenville, South Carolina, and it's a smaller zoo. It's definitely nothing like Kansas City's, but it's a good zoo, and the animals have a lot of room. But I don't think they had gorillas. If they do, I don't remember seeing them. I know they had a little giraffe family. I thought that was kind of cute with, you know, a dad and a mom, and they had a little kid. But dad drank the kid's urine, and I can't get that image out of my head.
Okay, can I tell you, the other night I had a dream about a giraffe that was tiny, like a baby, that was just walking around with me for whatever reason. And the giraffe started choking, and I had to do the Heimlich, but I wasn't tall enough.
Okay.
And I was screaming for one of you to come help me because the giraffe was choking. I could not possibly make that up. That was my dream, like when I was really sick Friday night, Thursday night. That was my dream.
And where were you? Where were you putting your hands?
Around the neck, and I was going, "Help me!
No,
help me!"
You put your hands around the stomach.
I didn't know it was a giraffe. Why am I dreaming about a giraffe that's choking, and I'm trying to Heimlich the giraffe?
What are you taking before you go
know,
to bed?
I don't know, Sam. We laughed about it all weekend. I'm like, you will not believe the dream, and it was so real.
Johnny, that dose of psilocybin was too much. No.
You were riding the giraffe and choking its neck?
It was just walking around with us. It was just there. And it started choking. And I go, oh, my gosh, someone help me. And I went to Heimlich the giraffe. I swear.
Around its neck?
Yes.
You know what that means, right?
So you had to be on top of the giraffe.
A lack of control in life. Every dream.
Every
when you
dream
talk
means
to a
I've lost control of my life. Is that what it means?
A lack of control in life.
Now, all kidding aside, there is a video that has gone viral in the last couple of weeks where four dudes are out grilling. They're just doing a game day. They're just in a backyard grilling. And a raccoon comes over. Look this up, Sam. A raccoon comes over and takes a piece of cheese off of the table where they're preparing. And they're like, what the hell? So one of the guys gets out his phone and is filming this raccoon that just took the American Velveeta singles in the wrapper. Raccoon takes the cheese, eats it, starts choking. And I swear to you guys, one of the guys goes over and starts whacking the raccoon on the back.
No way. That's got to be AI.
Look it up. I swear to you, it's gone viral. They've done news stories on it.
I'm not getting anywhere near that rabies carrier.
Because the raccoon, look, we'll play when we get back. The guy even says the raccoon did the universal sign for choking.
All right, that's AI.
Help me. Yeah, no, it is not. And they go over and they go boom, boom, boom. The cheese comes flying out of the raccoon's mouth. They save the raccoon's life. I swear to God.
Maybe I've got it right here.
Thank you.
Is it real?
Hey. What's your name?
No!
My name's Buddy. Does someone need a hug?
Yep, they saved him, all right.
We will play the story for you when we get back. I swear to you.
Data, it's not real.
Yes, yes,
the raccoon knew the universal sign for I'm choking. Where did he learn that, in third grade?
I don't know, Scott, but it happened.
913-586-7798.
Looked like he had a little piece of cheese with him, and he was eating it, started choking, and it did this weird little thing. It reared up on its hind legs and, like, was given the seemingly, it looked like the universal sign for choking. It was kind of really strange.
Tyler and his buddies, Bill and John, knew the raccoon was in distress, but how do you deal with a wild animal that usually would take your eye out?
I'm like, man, it looks like it's choking. So I went back behind it, and I started, you know, doing what I was taught to try to save someone from choking.
It's a little bit lower, Bill.
Rocket didn't attack. He welcomed the help to get the two large cheese out of his throat, and sure enough...
There it is!
No one ever listens to me. They Heimlich'd a raccoon and saved it. There you have it.
They patted him on the back a lot.
I love that his buddy goes, lower, a little lower, Bill. Like he knows where to whack a raccoon.
I love that they've named the raccoon Rocket.
That is how you do infant Heimlich maneuvers.
Is hit them on the back?
You lay them flat on your palm and use your other hand to pat them on the back until whatever is lodged dislodges.
Okay.
I learned that in CPR training.
There you go.
Certified.
It's real. It's real.
And by the way, you need to look up that news story because the guy is interesting looking.
Well, here, I've got like the anchor's walk up and everything. Listen
decided
to this.
To call him Rocket, a raccoon in Genesee County who got a little too aggressive with his dumpster diving and nearly choked to death on a piece of cheese.
Yeah, Mara McDonald is live downtown tonight. And Mara, Rocket had a pretty close call here.
Rocket had an incredibly close call here, but you had three friends who saw the little guy in distress and performed what I guess we're going to call Raccoon Heimlich. And yes, there's video. Take a look.
Looked like he had a little piece of cheese with him, and he was eating it, started choking, and it did this weird little thing. It reared up on its hind legs and, like, was given seemingly looked like the universal sign for choking. It was kind of really strange.
Okay.
Tyler and his buddies, Bill and John, knew the raccoon was in distress, but how do you deal with a wild animal that usually would take your eye out?
Okay. Let's just say that he looks like he's been around a keg once or twice.
I was just about to say, how many beers do you think were involved in that evening? Good on him, though. You know, jump into action, save a raccoon's life.
Well, here's another quote from one of the other guys there. Here we go.
Total disbelief. I couldn't stop laughing because I literally could not believe what was going on. Bill's literally smacking a wild raccoon, and it's letting him do it.
The raccoon rescue between friends has now become an online sensation.
It all worked out. I was pretty impressed. I did not expect any of this viralness to happen.
I just happened to pull the phone out and start recording, so I mean, I'm just glad I did, so no one would have believed that, you know?
Yeah.
Back here live, so exactly how many views have there been?
Who cares?
I'll tell you this. One of the funniest quotes to me is the one where he says, I'm just glad I grabbed my phone because no one would have believed it. Can you imagine with a straight face? It's like the day that the bench-chasing dog smacked my car. Without video, I think you would have believed me because you know me, and that's so crazy you couldn't possibly make up that story.
The problem was you told that wrong. The dog was not chasing the bench. The bench was chasing right. The dog.
So there's these stories where things happen in your life where no one is going to believe you. And if can you imagine these guys? It would almost be like them saying they've been kidnapped by aliens. Oh, okay. Were you probed? Can you imagine them? We'd had a couple beers. We're grilling out, trying with a straight face to tell their friends that this happened. No one.
No, they would not.
No one would believe you.
And for good reason, because you'd probably been hanging around the keg for about 3 or 4 hours prior to Rocket.
Like, are you sure?
What'd you name the guy? Yeah. Rocket. Okay.
By the way, thank you, text line. Rocket is the name of the raccoon in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Well, that too.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you had told me that and there was no video, you would be like, you sure we don't want to name him Jim Beam?
Two people are suing Amazon. This is from Fox 4. Accusing the retail giant of advertising fake sales and misleading consumers during the company's popular Prime Day events. Ooh, they just had Prime Day, didn't they? Did you get anything?
I didn't do anything in the last Prime Day, no.
Amazon calls Prime Day a chance for members to get some of the best deals from the top brands, but the lawsuit alleges that those deals are not always what they seem. During the multi-day shopping event, some items are featured on the Amazon website with a red Prime Day deal tag, along with the purported percentage discount off a price that is crossed out. Now, the lawsuit, though, claims that Amazon calculates the sizable discounts by subtracting from an inflated list price, pointing to a pair of Shokes earbuds as an example of a fictional list price. Okay.
Shocks?
Shocks, whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not up on all the earbud technology.
You need to be. It's classic sales stuff. I mean, you put the for sale sign on the shelf, and if you pull that for sale sign off, the one underneath it is the same price.
Did you see that in the aftermath of the loss of icon Diane Keaton, she had a property worth $29 million. Her estate is worth an estimated $100 million, and she has reportedly left $5 million to her golden retriever, Reggie, to ensure his care for the rest of his life.
How old is Reggie?
Funds will be used for housing, caretakers, and to support other animal charities. You know, she had $100 million to give away. Five of it goes to her dog.
She has has two kids, does she not?
Uh-huh. She adopted them.
Never married.
Like elementary school aged when she adopted them, I believe. And she was 50 when she adopted those kids.
Can I throw my name in the hat for adopting Reggie?
Mm-hmm.
Do you also want to adopt the $5 million?
Well, it's a package deal.
Is that the only reason you want to adopt Reggie? Is
no,
because of the $5 million?
Based
what,
on his
you're
name?
You're going to leave him abandoned out on some county road?
Based on his name, I'm sure he's adorable, and I would never abandon a dog.
Cute little puppy. I can see pictures of him everywhere. He's darling.
The Supreme Court has rejected conservative conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' last-ditch attempt to block an almost $1.5 billion defamation judgment that he faces over false claims that the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax. The Supreme Court has said no. Last week, he urged the court to urgently intervene, saying that if the court did not take action, his website, InfoWars, was at risk of being turned over to the satirical news site, The Onion.
Even better.
I think that's the best part of the story.
The best part of the story
is that The Onion is going to buy InfoWars.
He doesn't even care about the money. He just doesn't want to lose his website to satire, which is, if you don't follow The Onion or Andy Berowitz, please do. It will make you laugh every single day.
Is Andy Berowitz with The Onion or is he a separate entity?
No, they're separate. I follow them both. I get like a headline a day. Sometimes I email them to you, Scott. They are hilarious.
Mm-hmm. It is funny. And here's, I bet this is part of the reason why. Because his followers, the Alex Jones people who follow him and believe him, are too dumb to breathe. And they don't follow the news. They don't watch the news. They get their news, and I use news in air quotes, from InfoWars. They're not going to know, at least in the early days, that it's been taken over by a satirical website.
Oh, they'll believe it.
And The Onion is going to put up completely satirical, made up, unbelievable stories on that website, and they will believe it. That's what I guarantee you, that's what he's most afraid of, is not losing $1.5 million. It's losing his website.
Some of the claims of his over the years: the world is being invaded by interdimensional demonic forces that control the elites.
Yeah, well, that's not a claim.
Yeah, duh. Everybody knows
Oh my God. He told his nut followers that Democratic Party officials ran a child sex ring
out of a pizza shop,
out of an actual pizza parlor in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Okay. In 2016, one of his followers showed up at the pizzeria with an assault rifle and fired shots inside. Jones later said, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean for the employees to be shot at."
I think that was originally a QAnon conspiracy theory, but yes.
He vehemently believes that Oklahoma City and or September 11th were completely orchestrated by the government.
Don't get that
stuff. And that there was a chemical at one point released into our water supply turned our frogs gay.
What?
Scott?
How does one know that a frog is gay?
Well, he does. Just ask him. Ask him on his
and
website.
And why would the government want to make frogs gay?
Well, they want to, duh.
Because they're the elites that control...
It's the interdimensional forces.
Right.
They want to turn the frogs gay.
Is he also one of these that believes that the chemtrails that come off of planes are the way the government controls us?
Alex Jones believes in money and Alex Jones.
That's exactly
right. That's it. And I will absolutely marvel in joy when he loses everything for what he did to those poor children's
parents. Well, why can't they? I mean, I don't know that he'll ever make $1.4 billion in the rest of his life. Why can't the families literally garnish any money that he makes?
He's been ordered to pay more than $1.4 billion in damages to the families for the suffering
that
was caused.
But how does the family get that money? Does he get a stipend of whatever he makes?
It's a great question.
That he can survive off of?
Because it was 20 children and six adults who were slaughtered that day.
That's correct.
I don't know if they divvy that up between the family. Like, I don't know.
And a great point, Scott. In a weird, convoluted way, it would almost be more beneficial for the payout to allow him to keep his platform so that he can make the $1.6 billion to then pay to the families.
But at what risk?
I don't know.
I think he should have to pay the families. I think he should have to pay frogs. Some of them might be gay. Some of them might not be gay.
What about the ones that are not gay? They probably don't deserve any money because the chemical didn't work.
Well, they're turning.
We don't know that. And do you only get
the government
money once you've turned? You know? 913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The book you never thought you needed, Kevin Federline apparently is releasing a memoir.
Yes, please.
About his...
He can spell?
Kevin Federline, for those of you who don't know, is the ex-husband of Britney Spears. In the book, he alleges that she cheated on him while they were married.
Two words, ghostwriter.
That... Well, maybe...
That's a lot of subject verbs and direct objects in a whole book.
That he also, they have two children together. And in the book, he claims that the kids were afraid to sleep at Britney's home because they would sometimes awake in the middle of the night and she would be standing in the bedroom door with a knife in her hand.
Yeah. Bless her heart.
And obviously he details the drugs and the alcohol.
We talk about this. She needs help.
She needs help.
But she's an adult. Yeah. She doesn't want help. I don't think anyone should be in control of her money. I really don't,
I agree because I think
she was wholly taken advantage of.
By her dad.
Dad spying on her and all of that craziness.
Yeah.
But I also think, you know, there are millions of Americans in need of mental health help. And unless you are willing to accept it, you can't force someone to get help. Her children are adults now, aren't they?
I believe if they're not adults, they're damn close to it. I think they are, yes. And, I don't see myself at the Barnes & Noble next month perusing the new releases and grabbing Kevin Federline's memoir. And
it's a memoir.
Yes, it says, I'm trying to remember the title, it's...
My life as a backup dancer? That's what it was? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being a backup dancer, but I don't think he's the sharpest knife in the drawer.
I don't disagree with you. Yes, it is... The book is called, you know, it just says on the cover, Kevin Federline, a picture of him. You Thought You Knew, a memoir.
Didn't they call him K-Fed? They did call him K-Fed.
Yes. They have been divorced since 2007. So, yeah, the kids would be adults by now.
Isn't it true that a lot of those kids that went on the Disney, you know, I'm going to be a Disney child star, you know, went on to have some issues? I've always said, you know, as a little girl, everyone wants to be a princess. You're really asking for the wrong thing. And we've seen that with Meghan Markle and all of those things. Like, you're dreaming about the wrong things.
Was she on the Disney thing?
And I would, no, not her, but I would say I would say, you know, to parents, you do not want your child to be a Hollywood star or one of the Disney, like, that is a horrible thing to wish for your child. It really is.
So I'm going to show you a picture of the book cover. And tell me what it says under, it's a picture of him.
Oh,
he's a handsome guy. And it just says in red cursive, you thought you knew. And then what's on the bottom of the book cover? It reads.
Kevin Federline, a memoir. He's like, is this in French?
A memoir. Dan Weinbaum, Dan, is this going to be in your entertainment news block?
Oh,
I don't know. It's a mystery. Let's see.
There's a God in heaven. Let's get it in there, buddy.
The people want to know.
They do. Dan's got the news coming your way in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. Hey, don't forget, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.